Welcome to the Faith Church Peshtigo podcast. You can reach us online at faithpeshtigo.com. We're also on Facebook at Faith Church Peshtigo. Today's podcast features an interview with longtime church member and staff member, Leslie Leach.
Welcome to another Faith Church podcast. Today we have an extra special interview for you. This is Jeff. I'm here with Robbie, who's going to be helping me do the intro.
Hello, everybody.
Interview. And with Leslie Leach.
Hi.
There she is. If you don't know.
Already and, laughing. Delightfully.
Yes, she is. You probably know this, but just in case you don't, Leslie works here at the church. She does a lot of things. I'm going to let her describe what she does in a minute. But I think what is your official title, Leslie? Are you the church secretary officially?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And as you'll hear in a moment, that is not an accurate description of what Leslie does here.
That in no way encompasses all that she does around here.
No. Leslie, thank you for being with us.
I'm glad to be here.
So the first question that I want you to do some thinking about and some deep thinking, okay? And before you give this answer, you're going to have to think. I want to know how your chickens are doing. I'm imagining that they are loving this weather change.
They are. They are, and they are doing marvelous. We're getting many eggs, and it is great to watch them. They all see us coming, and they're just like, oh, mama's home, mama's home. So it's pretty cool.
Right on.
How many
do
you
have? Didn't take much thinking for that.
No.
We have 14 okay. Chickens.
That's wonderful. So how many
and
eggs is that on average?
We get about 9 to 11 a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
So lots of omelets in the Leach home. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, and banana bread and things like that. Yes.
And besides the eggs, they're endless entertainment, aren't they?
Oh my gosh, they are. They're just so fun. They're just very fun to watch. We have the ones that are very out there chase the squirrels, and I saw them running and trying to steal from another one a frog, and one got a salamander, and so they are just enjoying this weather and the things coming out of the ground.
They know they don't have any chance of catching a squirrel, right?
You know, I don't care as long as they keep them gray squirrels away from their food.
Fair enough.
Okay. Wait, with that.
Did you train them to do that, or that's just instinct?
Yeah, the new little ones that we got, he just doesn't, or she just doesn't like the gray squirrels in the same space. So she just like, what is, get out of here, and chases the gray squirrel to the fence. So it's quite interesting to watch. Although we haven't seen any interaction with them and the turkeys that are out back. So, which is good, I think, because the turkeys might rule the day. But
yes.
You got the sharks and the jets out there on the Leach farm.
Right. Out in the woods.
There it is. So Jeff alluded to this already, but Leslie, I would love for you to do your best to describe for all the people who don't fully understand what exactly it is, the scope of all of the things that you do here at the church. Could you give us a little rundown of what are some of the responsibilities that you have here at Faith? For those of you not watching this at home, Leslie made a face when I said that. Why did you make a face?
Because I feel that, I don't know, I don't really do a whole lot. So
classic Leslie. Like. Classic Leslie.
Really, if somebody was to ask me, I'd say, well, I answer the phones, I entertain people that come in the door, and I make coffee in the morning.
That is a grossly inadequate description of your responsibilities.
Not even close.
Right.
Not even close.
So what else do I do? Well, today I got to pray with a few people on the phone. So that is one of the special things that I feel that I get to do here, is interact and be a support to our church family and those that are outside of our church family, of course. So that is a special thing for me, especially at this time where we have like no contact. So what else do I do, guys?
Well, you have these unofficial things you do that aren't, they wouldn't show up in a job description.
Right.
So for example,
yes,
looks like you need some help here. So I was just thinking about, we had a Men of Faith full day
yeah.
a couple of weeks ago, and mm-hmm. you spent almost a full day shopping for that, didn't you?
Yes. So, all right. So I do shopping for the church. Yes.
And then also the better part of the day, helping her husband do almost all of the cooking and the meal prep for that conference.
And clean
yes,
up.
Yes. And but that's not counted, right? That's just, that's
you being you.
Encouraging my husband so that he has a great day. There we go.
See, that's
but
what makes this question.
Here. There were more, so.
Well, of course. But that's what makes this question difficult, is 90% of what you do, you would say, well, but that doesn't really count, even though it is instrumental in helping move ministry forward in this church and directly ministering to people. It's all the things that Leslie does that she doesn't even realize she's doing and are effective and awesome ministry.
Well, and so then looking at that, then I am a support to all the ministries here because I help with printing and cutting and organizing and calling and, you know, keeping track of lists and helping connect. And so I do a lot of that too. So a lot of times I'm like a point person for ministry. So then they can do what they've got to do, but then I can be the one that's keeping track of things for them.
Right on.
Yes, you do. It's a joy to get to work with you, Leslie.
Oh, thank you.
It really is. I think one of the reasons you have trouble even thinking of what the things are that you do is that you're just being yourself. You're just functioning in your gifting. And because of that, it doesn't feel hard for you.
Right.
And you just do it. And it's amazing to watch. It's amazing to listen to you praying with people on the phone. When I'm just down the hall in my office, I can overhear you praying, and it's amazing.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. So are you ready for another question?
Sure.
Okay. So this is a bit more general, but what has God been teaching you over this last year, or even if you can think of anything from the last couple of weeks in this unique season that we're in, what has God been teaching you and doing in you?
Well, over the last couple of weeks with this hoopla going on, he has been showing me that that I really lean on talking to people a lot, I guess, and not, I think I fill space. Boy, this doesn't sound good. Maybe I should rethink that one. But it's just that he's been teaching me that spending time with him is important, and not to run to other things. But so it's stripping away a lot of the things that normally would happen in the day. It has been stripped down quite a bit, and spending alone time has been good because it really does open up the things that we run to first instead of him. So I think that is something that he has been teaching me. So I'm a very big extrovert, if you didn't know that. And them times of when I'm feeling so alone and like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? Then it's like, well, here I am, he says. So it's been good to see that happening and feeling again, something that I haven't felt, I think, for a while, is just that he's near and very near.
I love that.
I can just talk to him easily, have conversation with him all the time, all day, all the time.
And I'd imagine being an extrovert, someone who's just loves to be connected all the time,
mm-hmm.
that need is greater now than ever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a lot to process through, but God is good and has shown me much of my weakness in it. So awesome.
Right
Go
on.
God,
That's great.
Right?
That's great. Thanks for sharing that, Leslie.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I'm just taking that answer in. I like that you said God is good, and at the same time, you didn't minimize that it's a challenge. because God is good and things can be challenging, right, at mm-hmm. the same time. And I think that's,
Isn't that a part of the process of growth? Like, we grow through those times. And if we, I mean, you either, what is that saying? Get, you know, you can go either way, resent the time and what you're going through, or you can grow and just flourish in it, be blessed by it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That ain't the saying, but that's kind of what I was thinking.
I think it's true. So we've been hunkered down for a couple weeks, mm-hmm. right? Where we really started hunkering down. Mm-hmm. And you kind of hinted at it already, but I'm wondering if you could share a little bit about what have you found to be most challenging about that?
Seeing people. Like, you guys have walked through and I could talk to you and stuff, and people could come in and that. And that has been very difficult. But in that, I have been able to call people more. So then I get more conversation, like a longer period of conversation. They don't feel rushed or anything. So that has been awesome. To have that little bit of a change. But yeah, it's been very difficult just not being able to connect throughout the day randomly. How many times would I go in Donna's office and bother her, you know, and just, it was just so nice to just be able to just do that. And, you know, that's not there right now. So
I love that even as you are addressing the downside of that, you're seeing the other side of that coin, that it's providing opportunity, more time to spend on the phone for more substantive conversations. I love that. Mm-hmm. You've always been so great at handling the pop-in, and I've always loved watching you, that you don't ever seem interrupted or annoyed. You're just delighted for it by those holy interruptions when that person pops in and you're able to have that conversation. And can totally understand you missing those, but I love that you're seeing the benefit as well in this unique time that we're in of actually being able to have extended conversations. And that's awesome. I'm really encouraged by that.
Oh, well, thank you. It has been very encouraging to be able to have those conversations and hear more of people's stories and being able to pray with them, because that's what it really comes to is, you end in prayer. What an awesome thing. That's just such a cool thing.
And are there other ways that you have either adapted to or come up with to connect with people right now when you can't be with them, like physically in physical proximity? Are there any other things that you've tried either with gospel community or family that have been helpful?
Yeah, we've actually been doing the Zoom thing, and even with family, with the littles that we usually have on Wednesday night, we did that last night. We tried first the phone call to call whatever you FaceTime thing. It didn't work well, so we told them to install that Zoom that we've been using here. And wow, what a difference that makes to just be able to see their face and have the conversation and have it be clear. That is so cool. I just would encourage everybody to get that and be able to utilize that if you have that ability, because it just makes it so much easier. It is so good. What else have we been doing? Oh, I did a drive-by a couple places and just made them come out so I could see their face.
That means something very different in this context than it used to.
No weapons involved in that drive-by, right?
No.
Can you clarify what you mean by that?
I just, like, I would drive by somebody's house, call them and say, come out so I can see your face. So then we just connect that way and be able to talk a little bit. And so that's good.
And Leslie's drive-by encouragement.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, they encouraged me, I think. That's the most of it, is I got to see their face. So, yeah, that's been a way to do it. Because, you know, we just can't be in close proximity, but you could do a drive-by and talk outside, I think. That would be good.
So, Leslie, if you could share one encouragement with everyone, what would that be?
Here's your chance, Leslie. Because the reality, I am optimistically assuming that pretty much every single member of the church is listening to this each time. And so you have the ear of the entire church right now. Leslie, what if knowing, wielding this power now comes with great responsibility, but what What is it that you would want to do? What would you hope to encourage the whole church with?
Think outside the box, I guess, is what I would say. Is this time is a struggle, whether you're home with kids, whatever season of life you're in, this is going to be a struggle because it's not the norm of what you are used to. So just think outside the box. And that's what I've been trying to help people do as I talk to them, give just ways to rethink the situation and put a positive spin on what you're doing and trying to make the most of this time and opportunity that we don't have, because we could just use this as a reset. God is just helping us reset and recheck our priorities and stuff. And I've loved the different stories that I've heard from people, like a couple that never see each other because running with the kids in opposite directions, 10 minutes they got to go out and play badminton with each other. How awesome is that? So just, you know, looking at this as just an opportunity that God has given to look at life differently. So,
man, that is awesome.
Yes, indeed.
I love that. It is so true that limits foster creativity, right? It's actually those restrictions that foster creativity, because now all of a sudden we have all these limitations, and so we have to go, well, we can't do our normal routines. And so what a great opportunity to begin to be creative and think of how to connect in other ways and how to make best use of the time. Well done, Leslie. That was awesome and insightful.
Oh. And encouraging.
Well, good. Hey, if you need ideas, just call me. I'm always got ideas.
And that number is?
715-582-3655.
And she's serious too.
She's absolutely serious.
I am. Please call me. I will talk.
Well, Leslie, thank you for being with us today. I've seen the phone ring a couple times as we've been on, so I don't want to keep you much longer here.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for joining us, for bringing you.
People already taking you up on the offer for the phone call.
We should be having like a telethon thing or something, right? Yeah. And the third caller.
You would love to do that, wouldn't you?
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? That'd be great.
Leslie, thank you for taking time with us today. You are a joy and a delight to work with, and it was fun to talk to you.
Oh, well, thank you very much, guys. You guys take care and have a great day.
Thank you. And Faith Church, thank you for tuning in again. We will see you Sunday morning for worship online.